You are now live with Mordechai Plasker.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, for another night of learning. This is Mordechai Plasker in Brooklyn, New York. Special thanks, Jake Wyman, in Denver, Colorado, and, of course, Ayur Perlman in Staten Island, New York. Tonight's year is a transition over to Parshas Naso. It's time we can't leave Shavuot so quickly and so easily, and there is yet much more discussion to be had. However, we're transitioning over to Parshas Naso this evening. We are introduced to two major themes in Parshas Naso. The first is the storyline of the Sota, which is a difficult discussion, one which we'll tackle hopefully tonight, and a discussion about Birchas Kohanim. Hopefully that as well, there'll be room, and maybe we'll be able to discuss that as well. So when it comes to the Sota, it's important to preface this by saying that when friends or neighbors see, for example, a father scolding a child, people who witness such an event usually think that the person's wicked. You know, this is really not a nice father. How could he treat his son like this? However, sometimes when a father chastises a son or punishes a son, disciplines and educates a child, never punish, there's a reason, there's a rhyme and a reason. Most likely that the father is concerned that the child is endangering himself. So if a child finds himself walking along, you know, a street near a thoroughfare or near a highway, and then the father comes along and gives him a big smack, it's because the father wants the child to recognize that the smack that he may have experienced pales in comparison to what it might be like if, God forbid, that child were to be hit by a car. And so this is the storyline that we introduce when we talk about Sota. And you might think, what does it one have to do with the other? The pasuk says, Yitin Hashem le'Allah u'lishvoa b'toch hameich, that the Kohen shall adjure the woman. In English, it means to reprimand or to speak to this individual with the oath of a curse. And the Kohen shall say to the woman, may Hashem make you for a curse and an oath, a swearing, among your people. And, of course, the pasuk continues. So when we look at this pasuk, we are troubled because we know that, explains the Kedushas Levi, that Halo Me Hashem Lo Tetzei Ra, that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is good. So if everything is good that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the good that comes about as a result of this curse? A curse obviously is something negative, and a blessing is obviously something positive. So where is the positive in the negative? And that obviously is the challenge of a lifetime. People are tasked to go through life, and they experience difficulties, and they ask God, where is the blessing? How could this possibly be a blessing? So just to preface this before we give the explanation, Rashi explains the words that may Hashem make for you a curse, that everyone shall use your name in the form of a curse, meaning the way a person would say, may it befall you the way it befell so-and-so. But the context over here is that this is an individual that was practicing infidelity to her husband, and so the punishment of which is Misa. However, if this person was suspected of doing something incorrect, however, she proved to be faithful to her husband, practiced fidelity to her husband and not infidelity, then she is blessed with children and everything that is positive. So when we take a look at the answer now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as explained through the Kedushas Levi, he explains that there are instances when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exact judgment upon the wicked, and in the process, he does not sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So, for example, there are murderers that may die in their sleep, and they're never brought to justice. In other circumstances, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts judgment upon the wicked, and as a result, he sanctifies his name on a global level. So the first understanding of this is the issue of the Sota, and then hopefully we'll talk about the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. So he explains that indeed everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is good. So if you take a look at this pasuk, Yitin Hashem, may Hashem make for you sota, Yitin Hashem la, Yitin la, chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make a chesed. Why? Because through the public sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, if this person was to experience Misa, then that individual, that woman, will serve as a catalyst by which others will sharpen the Yiras Hashem and Emunah. And so therefore the sota, if she were to leave this world, through her death, she earns a chesed by both becoming the vessel from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be sanctified, as well as which others will cease to commit acts of infidelity. So here we see that, in fact, explains the Kedushas Levi, a novel explanation, the likes of which I have not seen elsewhere, that blesses the sota, despite the fact that she practiced infidelity, because every single person that's present will recognize Hashem emes, Moshe emes, v'tarasol emes, that if someone does something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Kohen should do and say certain things and take Shem Hashem and put it in on a piece of paper and then take that paper and put it in a cup of water and have her drink it, and from a miracle comes about either a great blessing or the demise of this individual, then clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. Because someone just simply drinking water with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on it does not necessarily, no one would ever interpret that to be the reason why, how a person leaves this world. But it does speak to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. So in this regard, this sota, if she does practice fidelity, she's blessed. And if she does not practice fidelity, she's also blessed, because she carries with her to Shamayim all of the schosim of every single person that was present and every single person that was not present, but will yet hear about that story. And so when she comes up to Shamayim, she has all the schosim of everybody that had been present at that event. And in that schos, she earns herself a tremendous chesed. By extension, I was once in shul, and there was a debate whether or not we should be thankful to the mitzvah, because as a result of what they had done, the Jewish people came that much closer to the geula. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, you know, there's not much time left. If I don't take them out now, how will I ever take them out? The Kedushas Levi explains that we should show chesed, or we should, that the mitzvah themselves, not that we should show chesed, but that the mitzvah earned a chesed, because the pasuk says, "Vayar Yisrael es yad gola asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim," that the Jewish people saw the mighty hand of Hashem when He exacted vengeance upon the Egyptians, who had done terrible and despicable things to the Jewish people. "Vayiram as Hashem," and they developed yiras Hashem. "Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdel," and they developed emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu being the eved of Hashem. So Moshe emes v'tarasol emes. So because, or as a result of the Jewish people witnessing the great splitting of the sea and the very same water in which they entered, followed by the Egyptians who met their timely demise, that proved to be the impetus. This proved to be the catalyst by which the Egyptians earned a schus. And what schus is this? The Jewish people earned, or they recognized, that they have to have Yiras Hashem. They developed Yiras Hashem at that moment, as well as Emuna and Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes v'Taraso Emes. And so these two criterion were the necessary prerequisites to Kabbalah Satorah. And so we cannot simply enter into the sphere of accepting the Torah without first developing ourselves that we are filled with Yiras Hashem, we are filled with fear of Hashem, as well as we are filled with Moshe Emes v'Taras Emes, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the proper conduit by which the Torah was A, received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai u'Mesar LeYoshua, and so the Mesoras HaTorah will then develop from one generation to the next through Moshe Rabbeinu. So as a result, again, of these terrible things happening, there is some positive, and sometimes it takes a long time for us to be able to recognize this, but the Kedushas Levi readily sees it. And so he sees that the message of the sota is really a blessing in disguise. Yitin Hashem la, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give her what? Chesed. that this is the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give this sota, and in that chus, all of us will learn the proper way in which we need to behave. I wanted to just conclude with one small thought about the bracha that we say by Birchas Kohanim. There are times when a Kohen gets up there to give a bracha, and so Chazal give different drushos to what Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmarecha, Yar Hashem ponav elecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Hashem ponav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Some say Yivarechacha refers to mammon, a person should be blessed with ashir as well. V'yishmarecha refers to that a person should be protected from mazikin, which are dangerous elements. It could be a reference to Shedem, it could be people, you know, God forbid there are robbers, etc. However, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, it's brought down that he had said, according to Rabbi Gershon Steinberg, that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen that does the duchening, he does the priestly blessing, he has no idea what one person is lacking or one person has already. And so therefore, it could be that when he blesses everybody with Ashiras, that's not really what they need. They could be in great need for a Refuah Shleima. And a Refuah Shleima to them may be more important than money. And so for others, money may be more important than other things. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohen as follows. You should say the word Yivarecha. You should say the whole Pasuk of Yivarecha Hashem. And at the end, it says, V'samo Shemiah b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will bless every single one of us according to the needs and according to the things that we need most. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is in the hearts of men. And so therefore the Kohen, as well-intentioned as he might be, and as he is, and of course he wants the best for all of his congregants that are present in the shul at that moment, and of course those who weren't able to make it to shul that particular morning, because of whatever reason, he wants the best for them, but he has no idea what they need. So therefore the Pasuk says, V'samu Hashmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone will bless each and every single one of us. And so therefore I conclude with Hashem Yivarech Es'amu b'shalom. Hashem should bless each and every single one of us with shalom, which is peace. However, our Hasidic masters of yesteryear explained that the word b'shalom could also refer to b'shleimus, which is completeness. That we should be lacking in nothing and that we should have whatever we need. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Shiras and Geshamim in the right time, but of course, we should first and foremost have good health and good nachas from our immediate families, and we should continue to be a beacon of light onto the Jewish nation and hopefully onto the world as we hopefully will make a Kiddush Hashem. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing everyone a Facha and Bracha no learning, and a special thanks again to Mr. Jake Wyman and Rabbi Perlman. And all the beautiful people that are joining us this evening. Thank you again, Rav Jake, and thank you again, Rav Aryeh, and thank you again, everybody, for listening in. Please join us tomorrow evening. We'll continue this discussion in Parshas Nasa.